We continue to be joined by Lookout's president, Rich Mazingo. Obviously, the big news over the weekend and last couple of days about Major League Baseball looking to contract some minor league teams, including the Chattanooga Lookouts, one of four listed AA teams. There's a professional baseball agreement that expires after the 2020 season, and a new one must be ratified by both Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball by the start of the 2021 minor league season. Rich, there is an opportunity here in early December at the winter meetings in San Diego. Can you talk about that? Will you be going, and what will be, will you, Jason, and John all be going? What is the lineup that will be going out there, and what do you hope to accomplish at the winter meetings in San Diego?
Man, for us, this is a much more global issue than the Chattanooga Lookouts or Jason Fryer. Man, Jason Fryer to a little bit less extent with three baseball teams that he's a part of. But Jason and I will both go out there. John Woods, I don't think, is planning on going out right this minute. But there's a delegation that's been set forth from Minor League Baseball to negotiate with Major League Baseball. I know they have meetings plans before the winter meetings and at the winter meetings at this point. Now, you know, what's the context of those meetings? We have no idea. But you know, we've put together our team, or Minor League Baseball has put together their team, and they will set forth on trying to get that thing done. And if, you know, for us, it's just same Minor League Baseball, Minor League meetings as it always is. So we got to get some business done.
All right, when you go out there, if you are stating your case, because within a month, those meetings are within a month, and we all know there's going to be no plans for a new stadium within a month. Mm-hmm. What do you go out there and sell?
Oh, I mean, I think for, once again, for us, it's business. We have to be business as usual. There's nothing. The Chattanooga Lookouts are I don't want to say a pawn in this game, because we're not a pawn in this game. We're a part of this thing, but we're kind of at the mercy of Major League and Minor League Baseball. And when I use Minor League Baseball, I use it as a whole. You know, we've put the right people in place to have the right discussions with the right people on the Major League Baseball side, and we've got to hope that they do the best they can do. Man, this is not a discussion that we'll have with the Major League Baseball or the Cincinnati Reds or any of our affiliates. You know, this is happening at a different level, and the things that we know is the 2020 season is going to happen. The Reds are going to be our affiliate. They're going to send 25 guys down here, a manager, coaches, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about the things that are going to affect the 2020 season and how we can help make this the best season the Reds have ever had here. And hopefully the Reds are going to be focused on what we can do to make this the best season we can as far as the Reds go as well.
All right. Now, the article that I read in the New York Times laid out that the folks from Major League Baseball were talking about franchises who were on the list to be contracted could still have teams and be part of a dream league, which in my opinion sounds like it's got a 2-year shelf life, because independent baseball is a tough way to make a living, especially when you're asking ownership groups to pay the salaries of players that they have not been required to pay before. I don't know if you guys have had any conversation about the Dream League or anything like that beyond this. If it doesn't go your way, is that something y'all have talked about?
No, that's not on our radar at all right this minute. I mean, we're focused on affiliated baseball in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're focused on the Cincinnati Reds being part of affiliated baseball in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we're talking about, you know, what the 2020 season is going to look like. As far as a Dream League and that kind of stuff, that's not anywhere on our radar at all right this minute. Not even close.
How have you handled this personally, and how the folks who work for you full time, those conversations been? Because you now, I mean, I saw you Friday night at the Baylor football game, mm-hmm. and it was all smiles and hey, high school football and getting ready for the season. I remember asking you, hey, do you like the coaching staff? And you said, love them. Mm-hmm. Those guys are great. And then your whole weekend is probably been filled with questions that you have and questions that you've had a hard time answering to people who work for you.
Well, and one of the things that I think we do a very, very good job with inside of the four walls of AT&T Field is we're 100% transparent. I mean, first thing we did on Monday mornings, I sat down my entire staff. I went through every single article I had read. I talked about every single scenario that I'd heard of. I've talked about things that I've heard about that we're not going to talk about on the radio program. And just every scenario out there, I want to let them know exactly what's going on, exactly how we feel, what Jason Fryer feels, what John Woods feels, what it looks like for the next 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. And I just want to be straightforward with these people. You know, I've got we talk about it on this show sometimes. I'm a year older every year, and I get 22, 23, 24 year olds to come work for me. But even with that being said, you don't want to put them in a situation that we're trying to pull the wool over their eyes or something like that. So we're 100% transparent, trying to let them know exactly what we know on our end, and that's all we've done. And then from that point, we try to control the message that's coming out of our ballpark. And we try to have them involved in that process to let them know exactly where we stand. You know, we released a video yesterday and talked about exactly what our thoughts were and where we stood on it. And really, the things that are coming out in public are really the same things we're talking about behind the scenes.
And you responded to Bernie Sanders today.
How about Bernie coming out strong for Minute Maid Baseball?
Feel the burn.
That's the win, baby.
See, I don't know. I got to reevaluate my point on this. I don't know if I can side with Bernie Sanders. All right, without asking Kyle the Magic 8-Ball or going to Mother Teresa, whoever it is that reads tea leaves down in off Ringgold Road in North Georgia, do you believe there will be a Major League Baseball affiliation in 2021 in Chattanooga?
Yes, I do.
I ask you this, and it's a ballpark.
You're fine.
Your confidence level.
I think it's 90%+.
Okay,
I really do, Jay. I mean, if you look around and just the things that we've talked about today, you know, where does our facility stand in and among all the facilities that are not on that list right this minute? Where do we stand geographically? Where does our market look like geographically? You know, but with that being said, we are not going to be in a situation where we're going to let's say some magical thing happens next week and we get pulled off this list. That's the beginning for us. I mean, something we're going to have to address facilities.
Right.
We're going to have to do something to address facilities in Chattanooga in order to keep baseball, keep affiliated baseball here.
Okay. What if y'all go to San Diego and it's the 42 teams are decided by an Indian leg wrestling contest and you're picked? How confident do you feel?
Oh, he's look out, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you feel really
great.
Good. Yeah.
I will crush that girl in Pulaski, Virginia. I will crush her.
All right. Having written the article today, responses all day, a lot of people. Here's one. What can a Lookouts fan that wants baseball to stay here do? I mean, we got this one
good
saying,
question.
Major League Baseball should hear from us. Please publish contact information so we can tell MLB not to cut ties. And, of course, it's easy to say that the commissioner of baseball is at Park Avenue, 31st floor in New York with the phone number, and MLB Communications has a phone number, a 212 area code. I mean, it's easy to go online, but what can a Lookouts fan do, or what should a Lookouts fan do right now that is highly irritated about this news?
You know, we're a solid 72 hours into this thing, and we're still trying to dig our heads out of the sand and figure out where we're going and that kind of stuff. I've had more outpouring from people asking me that question. I've had phone calls all day for the last 2 days, and the amount of people who are saying, just tell me what to do, Rich. We will do what we need to do to make this thing happen. Right now, I got nothing. I'm going to support Lookouts Baseball. Continue to support Lookouts Baseball. We had an unbelievable year in 2019.
Yes, you did.
We had people that came out that haven't been out in a while. We just had one of our best years that we've ever had. And that goes a long, long way to making our case to be exactly where we're going to be. I think we're going to learn more in the next week. I think we're going to learn more in the next 3 weeks. I think we should know maybe even a little more before the turn of the new year. And if it get to a point where maybe it is a letter writing campaign, or maybe it is a phone call to Major League Baseball or to your congressman or to your senator or whatever it may be. You know, we'll put those things out there. But right now, man, the good wishes, the well wishes, all that kind of stuff. And like I said, just keep supporting Lookouts Baseball right now.
Rich, thank you so much for joining us. It's an incredible time. Thank you again for your help yesterday with the accessibility of Jason. And obviously, we'll be in touch. And we're all on the same team rooting for the same outcome.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
All right, Rich Mazingo, the Southern League Executive of the Year.
Whoa, that's
right.
We'll
send him out the door on
that
one.
That's right. Clap it out.
648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.